Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The second in the three-part Woodland Owner Short Course series moves east to Breathitt County a week from this Saturday on July 30.
And we're going to start out at the University of Kentucky's Robinson Center for Appalachian Resource Sustainability, and that's at Quicksand, just outside of Jackson. So it's a nice facility down there. We're also going to be able to take advantage of, there's a UK Wood Center that's down there. And unique this year for each of the Woodland Owner Short Courses is landowners are going to be able to make their own cutting board and leave with that.
UK Forester Billy Thomas says there is a $20 per person registration fee or $30 per family, and they do ask that you pre-register to get an accurate meal count. The training has two tracks for novice and those with some experience. Thomas says from initiating a personal woodlands plan to managing for wildlife habitat, there's plenty to cover.
We're going to look at how timber harvesting can help you achieve your objectives. We're going to look at some programs that are put in place by the Natural Resource Conservation Service to promote early successional habitat. So landowners can actually harvest their timber, and if it's part of their management plan and it meets the objectives of the program, they can also be compensated for that harvest because it's creating an early successional habitat.
Thomas says they'll have some sessions on the Robinson Station grounds and also at the nearby James Mullins Farm. We'll be right back.
The following message is sponsored by Kentucky 811.
My name is Bud. Well, Bud is my nickname. It's short for Before You Dig. No matter how large or small your job is, always call me at least 2 days before you dig. You can reach me by dialing 811. I'll send someone out to locate and mark all the underground utility lines. It's free, quick, easy, and it's the law. Remember to call Bud at 811.
Part of the goal at the July 30 Woodland Owner Short Course is to acquaint landowners with local services available for them to access. Billy Thomas says most are free, and some may include cost share funding for certain practices.
We work closely with the Kentucky Division of Forestry, who has service foresters across the state. Every county has a service forester associated with it that will come out and help landowners manage their property. There's also private lands biologists with the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources that will help landowners manage their property for wildlife purposes. We also have the Natural Resources Conservation Service as regional offices across the state, but they do have responsibility in each county, and they have a lot of different cost share programs that can help landowners achieve good conservation practices on those properties.
That Eastern Regional Woodlands course in Breathitt County, July 30. Details online at ukforestry.org. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.